This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, Byron Matthews in for Figgy Fig today. They are in the loop and they start now.
Anger has filled the studio. Thanks, at the Sean. Mention of momentum.
No, thanks, Sean.
We're going to have a good one. It's a thirsty Thursday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. John Lopez. I'm Reginald. What are you doing now?
What's happening? I've got to slap myself out of that funk.
Well, you know what it is.
We were so good yesterday.
It's lights in here. It's the dim lights. That's what's happening. We're going to blame that. Also, it's Fig not being in. Fig again for the second time in what? Like almost a week?
Godspeed.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
And anything in between that you would also like to offer up. Go ahead and hit him up.
Hope you rebound nicely. We're all pulling for you.
All right, so this time it's not that he's moving. He legitimately does have an illness that he's dealing with. So sincerely send your best wishes to our guy.
Does beg the question, would you rather get sick or move?
Ooh.
I'd rather get sick for a few days.
Yeah,
I want to know how sick, but sick.
Moving sucks. Even with movers, moving sucks.
Correct. Yeah. At least with sickness, I get to lay around and sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's ultimately... And that says a lot about me and how I am a fairly lazy individual. I'll say that about myself. I guess this is... I wouldn't say this is better for Fig, but y'all go ahead and... thoughts up, prayers up for our guy Figgy Fig as he has day off. But Byron's going to hold us down. He's going to keep us in line on this day. Get involved with the program. We got the YouTube and the Twitch both up and running. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. And the text line is always the way to get us. 713-572-4610 if you want to get involved. Riddle us this. Is it really just as simple as communication when it comes to the offensive line? Because it seems like that was the prevailing wisdom in some ways. If you deem it wisdom, right?
Right.
From the principals that speak. Obviously, on Wednesdays, it's another one of those days where you get to hear from D'Amico, hear from CJ. And you start to piece together some of their thought processes as we move towards week 8. This time against the Colts. And again, one of the big stories that pops up again. What will this offensive line do? What will they be able to do?
Yes.
And will they get it together? And so we've been looking for answers. And it seems like for D'Amico, one of the things he points to is communication.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I've said this before. Every once in a while, D'Amico will give you a little nugget. You know, there's a lot of coach speak in it. He's pretty transparent on things that, you know, he can be transparent on. But when it comes to like, the offensive line, you know, he kind of just sort of leans on vagaries and such or catch words. And the catch word after the game on Sunday and the catch word yesterday was communication. So let's listen to D'Amico talking about communication, because I thought in the next breath almost he did give us a little nugget.
We throw the word communication out loosely. It's a lot of just, at the end of the day, just get the job done. Like, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to physically, like, getting the job done. We know where we got to be. We know who we're on. It's just a matter of doing it with urgency and finishing the proper way.
All right, so that was the second part. And what he said in the first one was about a communication. He was
asking. Well, we can hear that too.
Yeah, let's hear the first one. Let's hear six.
D'Amico six.
Yeah, great question there. I mean, the communication can definitely pick up, and I think our issues have really shown up on the road when it's loud and, you know, it's tough to communicate. That's where some of the issues come out. But I think all of it is fixable, and that's the encouraging part about it. All of it is fixable. Our guys have picked up these stunts and different things that we've seen. Our guys have picked it up before, so I'm encouraged. Right, to see how our guys respond this week. You know, we'll see similar things. Right, whenever one team does something on tape, you know, you have to get ready and prepare for the next week because teams will see, like, have you put the fire out? So it's a great opportunity to see us go put the fire out this week. It's a tough challenge versus this defensive line. They do a great job of executing their stunts really well. So we know, you know, we'll have our hands full again this week.
All right, so that's what you kind of expected to hear from D'Amico, and I'm not passing judgment. He says it's the road, it's the noise, it's communication, et cetera. But then in the first one we heard, he says, really? It's just about doing the job. He said we know where to go. We know what to do. It's just about beating the guy in front of you. So a little bit of a contradiction there, and I think it's very telling. Like you know, all these things that we're talking about, and I said I came in Monday and said this line is just awful. It's just bad. And that's kind of the path he was going down. He's like, no, we know where to go. We just got to do the job. So frankly, Reggie, I don't know if making changes or whatever is really the most important thing, because it's these guys are not doing the job, and he kind of told us there.
Yeah, and yeah. It really is. A lot of this feels like the simple stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about kind of some of the pass protection situations and making sure that you get this together. I mean, if you don't communicate, your pass protection is not going to be successful. Like that feels evident. And going back and looking at it, they did have the most pressure on them in the weeks that they were playing on the road,
mm-hmm.
against Minnesota, against Green Bay. But also, Green Bay and Minnesota, I think, are the two ones that you look at their defensive coordinators and you go, those are the ones that are most apt to do things that make it really tough on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know how much we can do correlation versus causation in those points.
Right.
But it's not like they've been incredible in other circumstances at home as well. So, like, whatever the communication is, I think that with D'Amico, when he says the guys just have to do the job, I don't think that that is a contradiction. I think that is a finality of frustration, I guess, like where it's like, hey, whatever it is, the answers need to come, right? Whatever the diagnosis of the problem is one thing. Actually getting it done is the
other. Said
it.
He said they've got to get the job done and, you know, with the guy, block the guy in front of you, but that they know where to go, which means that, you know, the communication maybe is not as big as you know, they're kind of using that because, and he protects his players. I get it. I'm not passing judgment, but he did kind of give us a little nugget there, like they ain't doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
And to that end, I think that Titus Howard also gave us a little bit of something interesting yesterday, kind of media scrum. And he talked a little bit to, you know, the Green Bay game and their pass protection and just the offensive line in general.
All the stuff they did, man, we've seen it before. Seen that practice. It just, when you get out there in the game, you get on the road, we just can't do stuff that we haven't been coached to do. So that's the thing. We went out there and did stuff that we haven't been doing. So that's really just being coachable, being detailed, staying in the moment, man, and just trusting each other. And that's the biggest thing. We got to continue to trust each other, pick each other up when we're not down, when we're down. And just keep balling, man, because, I mean, it's going to be ups and downs and stuff like this, but we got to stay together. And we're going to get it right this week, go out there and ball out. And once we get the ball out, I mean, all the other stuff will take care of itself. And so we'll be straight.
I found that to be really interesting. Yeah. We got a text from on the text line. And again, the number is 713-572-4610 from the 713. Bad combo of diva offensive linemen and poor coaching. I think one of the things that you heard there from Titus, it seems like they're accepting some responsibility, which was kind of refreshing, but we didn't see anything that we haven't seen in practice.
Right.
Tell me, like, hey, they feel, at least in their spots on the offensive line, that they have been coached to handle this, and they are accepting, at least Titus Howard is accepting, that it is us that is not making what's happening, making what the coaching has been for us happen on the field. Do you believe when he says that, you know, that this is going to get better, that it is? Because he mentioned words like, we need to stay detailed, stay in the moment, which seems to kind of point to focus and staying on task. Like, do you believe that it will get better?
Well, here's the most important thing. We're 7 games in.
Correct.
You know, we are 7 games in, and they're kind of telling us it's not necessarily strictly the communication. We're not doing, as you just heard Titus say, what the coaches, you know, have coached us to do. What that tells me, and I'm going to ask you this, even the quarterback got into it, in on it now, and listen to C.J. Stroud. He's talking about, we've really been in the right look, but we're just not executing.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I feel like, for me, that's a responsibility that I want to, you know, help with, is, you know, helping Juice and, you know, helping those guys up front. And, you know, I really watch a lot of film to try to pick those things up. And honestly, we're always, more times than not, in the right looks. It's just, we got to execute. And that's the main thing, is execution. It really breeds confidence and it breeds wins. So, you know, the more we can just execute those looks that we get, because, I mean, we see them in practice, but we just got to be able to, you know, do it on Sundays. And, you know, once I think we do that, you know, we'll be able to see, you know, just our offense flourish some more.
So when you add up all of what you heard from D'Amico, Titus, and CJ, what does that tell you? Because it does tell me something, but I'm curious because it's like, yes, there may be, maybe not, depending on where we're playing and all and some other things, you know, some communication breakdown. We're not doing what the coach is saying. But there's a common theme of we are not doing it.
In other
words, we are not getting those blocks.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's where the questions have been like, hey, do you need to make some changes on the offensive line?
Thank you. That's kind of where I was going.
I was like, hey, man, I don't know. Right. Like I had been a little tepid in that in response to that on the idea of I don't like we've seen them mm-hmm. do the job in some ways. But that's also I will recognize the fault in that kind of logic just because you've seen this happen before or seen this particular person do the job before mm-hmm. or seen this event happen before does not mean that it inherently will happen again or will happen in a consistent basis again. And I think we're starting to get to the point where some of these guys on the line are failing more than they need to. And mm-hmm. I don't know that they can get up to some of them. Like the one that comes to mind is Green, right, for me, mm-hmm. where you're having lapses in capability of handling up with the pass protection. And the pass protection is only as good on the offensive line as the weakest link. So, you know, some of that is I did appreciate the stay in the moment. It felt like some of that is mental mm-hmm. where they need to make sure that, hey, remain locked in for the entirety of the game, which sounds insane to say about a professional, but hey, it'd be like that sometime.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know, if you cannot keep the detail, you might need to make some moves to have your five best linemen on the field that give you the best chance of being detailed, staying in the moment, and ultimately getting the job done by executing.
I'm on the same page. That's exactly what it told me. And to the point where I started thinking about yesterday when we got our early – keep in mind that, you know, the people who, the media, and et cetera, who watch practice and report on practice, they're only there for the first period or so.
Yeah, the open
like
period.
Maybe
yeah.
8 to 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the day. And so when we started getting these, you know, these reports of, well, the offensive line, it's the same five guys that started in Green Bay, I'm starting to wonder if that's subterfuge, if that's a little bit of playing the coaching game and not giving things away, you know, because I'll put it this way. I would not be surprised, despite that early report, and we're going to get another report, you know, today, today, I think they might be changing some stuff. Because when you look at it and they're like, okay, it's communication, but it's not all communication. That tells me that it's execution, it's performance. And we're in week 7. And the Texans are not going to sit around and say, let's run it back, even though the performance is not there. You mentioned it. These are professional athletes. They know about accountability and getting the job done. And, you know, there's always a guy behind you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I think I wouldn't be surprised if even if we get the same report today. Hey, same starting five in the period that we watched. I wouldn't be surprised if it's another starting five or at least an adjustment. You know what I mean? Not another starting five, an adjustment to the starting five.
That's interesting. I don't know that you got enough time to be doing all that.
No, I think they're doing it. I think they did it yesterday after the first period.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's like I don't know if you got enough time to be doing all that subterfuge to be like, oh, well, we don't want it to be in the media, so we'll keep it out of that first.
But that's what coaches do.
Yeah, and I maybe so, right? Yeah. Like maybe I'm being naive, but the way that I'm looking at this is you're in the midst of a 3-game and 11-day stretch or mm-hmm. what have you. You know, 2 games in 5 days here mm-hmm. Coming up once you hit Sunday and then back on Thursday. And like you mentioned, it's been 7 weeks it is.
Yeah.
Right. If you need to get it right, all of the time allotted to you, understanding that in the NFL, mm-hmm. it is so few and far between the times you get an opportunity to collectively come together and actually work on things that you want. That extra period is also useful. So I do wonder if, you know.
Right. We don't know what it is, what they're doing.
Sure, sure.
You know, it could be drills and just running back, you know, 7-on-0, you know, that kind of stuff. And then they. But these guys are getting reps,
yeah.
You know, and they have played. I mean, Blake Fisher has played. You know, some of these other guys in the past have played. And I'm not like making that prediction, but when I heard what they all said, variations of the same thing, communication. But it's not just communication. I walked away thinking this wouldn't make me feel a lot better about Sunday's offensive line performance
if they switched it up.
No, or if they kept it the same. Would you? I mean, because like. They're not doing it. We're in week 7.
Yeah, the return of DeForest Buckner as well. Like you've got guys on that Indianapolis Colts defensive line rather mm-hmm. that can make it difficult on you. I don't think that they, and maybe this is the words before fall, right? Like famous last words, right? Or what have you. The idea that I don't know that the Colts are good enough to make you pay necessarily to the degree that you saw with Minnesota or that you saw with the Packers. I think it could be bad, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know that it could be so bad or that they could hit you in such a way that it'd make you pay in a grand scheme of things. But yeah, no, I think I feel you. Like, I would have a little bit of trepidation coming in, because what is the distinction besides we're going to try harder now?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that is.
This time we're going to do it. You know, this time I really mean it. And I'm trying to, you know, make light of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying D'Amico Ryans is smart enough to realize we've gone through this 7 times. And yes, it's been worse on the road, but it hadn't been great at home. We saw the Buffalo game, which they won, and the issues they had there. We've seen other games at home that have been problematic. So, you know, at this level of professional football, you know, do you just say, this time they'll get it right? Do you do that?
I mean, it seems like that. I would probably put, I don't know, well, I don't be betting. I would assume that that's probably the way that it's going to be handled, at least still right now.
Mm-hmm.
The types of moves that you're talking about are the things that maybe you see in like bye weeks. And I think this is where it's odd for you to have such a late bye week this year.
Sure.
Because it feels like this is the perfect time, if you had one of those week 8 bye weeks, to make some of those shifts that I don't know that you would want to make on the move, especially with this quick turnaround that you're dealing with coming up here shortly. 832 made the mention. Colts giving up 120 yards plus rushing this season, and it's not that great. But they're just now getting DeForest Buckner back in the middle. I think that shifts some things. We always talk about the spine of the defense mm-hmm. and how important it is. But yeah, I still lean towards that way. The overall defense has been as such where you can get them. In fact, you have gotten them already in week 1, and you made them look ridiculous.
Last thing on this, because it's not like I'm like, oh, you got to do this, you got to. I'm not demanding anything. It's just so curious.
Yeah.
He did say early on, it's all on the table. Well, is it going to end up being nothing? Everything was on the table, but you don't really grab at anything?
Nothing that we can see.
Yeah, maybe it was an assignment thing or you know, offensive line technique thing that they're changing or whatever, but it was all on the table. We'll see.
All right.
You know,
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Thursday. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, I was at the Rockets season opener, and I have some passing thoughts.
Hey, what?
I will take over for I'm still in this segment,
that's
actually.
Copyright infringement.
Yeah, good luck. I guess send your lawyers my way, and then we'll talk. But until then, we'll do the segment next.